Okay, we're ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Rabosai. Kuf Chav Beis and Mesachas Yevamos. There were some days this summer that you were in the dog days of Yevamos, and you're like, am I ever going to see Kuf Chav Beis? Today's the day. Are you going to see Ksubas Daf Beis, Be'ez Hashem? Tomorrow's that day. But today we are on the bottom of Kuf Chav Aleph Amad Aleph. And yesterday was, as I mentioned in Shul, the content of yesterday's daf was the speech that Rabbi Meir Lubliner gave when he started Daf Yomi. According to the Gemara about the Daf Shel Svina, you got to grab onto the daf, so it's very appropriate to have that as we come to one milestone, Be'ez Hashem, and start another with the end of Maseches Yevamos and the beginning of Ksubas. Okay, two dots, three lines to the bottom, Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Hahu Obed Kochavim, Davi Ka'amrle Li Yisrael. Remember, we're still in the context of Eidus Isha. There was a non-Jew that said to a Jew, Ketol Aspasta V'shodi L'chivai B'shabsa. Put a gun to his head and said, cut my grass and throw it to my animal on Shabbos. Do the malacha of Kotzer. V'ilau, and if you don't do this malacha for me, Katil Nalacha, I'm going to kill you. Kidatil Nalaploni by Yisrael. Just like I killed so-and-so, that Jew. Right, the Amrilai, because I said to him, Bashali Kedair B'Shabbos, cook for me on Shabbos, Velo Bashali, and he didn't cook for me, V'Katalte. Right, he didn't cook for me, and I killed him. Right, whether he was supposed to not give his life or not, Shabbos is not one of the big three. Maybe it was Shas HaShmad, it's unclear. But either way, that's the story. So as we have been saying, a non-Jew is believed to say, for Eidus Isha, if, Machlokas from yesterday, at least... at least everybody agrees if he's Mesiach Levi Tumo. If he has no intention of giving any kind of testimony, he would be believed. So what about this case? So, Shama Debisu, his wife, the wife of the one who was spoken about, the guy who didn't cook, heard, V'yasalakami d'Abaya, and he came in front of Abaya, she came in front of Abaya to find out if, based on his testimony, she would be able to get remarried. Before we see what happened in the story, there is a discussion that the Achronim have about this case specifically. It's much discussed is the Tshuva of the Maharik. Maharik writes in Kuf Lamed Zayin. We know there's a principle called Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. If you don't do something for the, what's the definition? For, let's say, the purpose it was done in the Mishkan. Right? In the Mishkan, they used to kill animals to use the animals. If, let's say, you kill an animal because you don't want it to hurt you. Right? Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. That's Tosas' definition of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Or Rashi says Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa means a preventative action. Preventative. You don't want the mace to start smelling up your room, therefore you carry the mace out. Not because you want it out, but you don't want it here. So that's Rashi's definition. It's a preventative type of action. Says the Maharik, what's going on here? Why are you cutting? Why would you be cooking here? Because you really want the food? Because you really want to cut? If you're doing any malacha on Shabbos, says the Maharik, because of pachad misa, because somebody's, your life is in danger, that's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Because you're not doing it for the purpose of cooking. You don't really want to cook. So therefore, that's the Maharik. So these cases here, at most, would be nisa d'rabanan, according to Reb Shimon. We pass him, malacha shein tzricha l'gufa is pater, it's only nisa d'rabanan, that's a chomer nisa d'rabanan, but that is what the Maharik says. Many of the later achronim discuss, is that really correct? Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, in Chelek Aleph Sim, in Kuf Chaf Aleph. Is that true? That's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa? You're doing it to get the, you're doing regular cooking. You would rather not be in this situation. That's true. But it's still positive. That's, he says, Bein l'Rashi, Bein l'Tosfos. Right? It's the same thing. Well, he says, let me tell you, if somebody's sick, you cook for somebody who's sick on Shabbos. Let's say not Sakharas Tafasha. So you're not allowed to do it. What, that's a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? I'd rather not be sick. So therefore, it's a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. I'd rather not have to do this. I'd rather not have to eat. I'd rather be a Malach. Right? So you'd rather not have to do anything. So what is... So says the Ramosha, according to Rashi or to Tosfos, I don't understand what the Maish no Me'asiyas Raful, it's our Chola, to Dechshav Tzricha L'Gufa, even though you'd rather not be in the situation. It's a big Chiddush of the Maharik. Says Rav Moshe, V'tzarech Lomar, so what must you say? It must be that when you, according to the Maharik, if the guy tells you, cooker, I'm going to kill you, we don't at all look at the thoughts of the guy. We don't care what he's thinking, that he's thinking, I'm going to use it to eat, I'm going to use it to give to my animals. It must be, according to him, that you don't look at that at all. The machshava, so who? You look purely at the Jew's machshava. Why is he cooking? To save himself from death. That's it. That's what you look at. Why a chole? You take into account a fellow Jew's thoughts. So therefore, it's for food. But when a non-Jew is forcing him to, it must be, it doesn't matter, it's as if you're cooking shalol letzara klal, like to throw it into the river. And that is Enes Ritcha L'Gufa. Instead of emotion, it's a chiddush, but that's what you must say according to the Maharit. Okay. Why the person gave his life here, doesn't say whether he did the right thing or not. But either way, it says that the non-Jew said that he gave his life. He came in front of Abaya, Shehisa Tlosa Rigli. And he waited, they waited, she waited, 3 regalim. What does 3 regalim mean? 2 days in Rashi. Rashi says either literally 3 regalim, the Yamim Tovim, because Yom Tov was the days that the Chachamim got together, and she waited for a day that the Chachamim got together in order to ask her Shaila. Or Rashi says, quoting from the Tshuvas HaGaonim, it means, Kol Anach Rigli Damarai Hainu Yom Shemespo Adam Gadol, Kovim Oso Lechvodo. Yard site, the yard site of a great man. They used to make a day kovea it for his kavod on the yard site. They used to have a whole shear umidei shana b'shana, and every year kshemagia oso yom, when that day of yard site came, miskabzit tabidei chachamim mikol svivav, all the rabbis from around came uba makivro imshar ha'am lahoshev yeshiva sham. All of them came to his kever and they had a shear there. Lezecher nishmaso. That's the second day. That's what it means. So the ring, she waited for the regel of the. Of one of the rabbanim, and all the rabbis came together there, and in that way she was able to meet the rabbis to ask her question. 2 questions. Number one, yeah? Yes. So number one, the Rimi Gash says in a tshuva, it's in Mem Zayin, there's a principle called Loi Larush. You're not allowed to learn. You're not near a mace. You're not allowed to weigh your tzitzis out in a base like forest. You're not allowed to weigh your tefillin out at a levaya if you were tefillin all day. Right, so how could we have a shear on the kever? Right, how could you have a shear on the kever? It's Loi Larush. So the Rimi Gash writes in a tshuva, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Avelos in Siman Mem Zayin. Hachim, the Rimi Gash was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. The Rambam died very young. The Rimi Gash died when the Rambam was very young, so it's difficult to say the Rimi Gash was the Rambam's Rebbe because he was only 7 or 8 when he died. So Hachin Chazina said to the Rimi Gash, "Tahad Darminin Shoshiva Yeshiva Kivro Hanimili B'Chachem Shaisal Yeshiva B'Chayav." This halacha only applies to a Chacham who taught a lot of Torah in his lifetime. Umiskavin Achshav Bnei Yeshiva So Lachabdo. You're dafka learning l'shame him. You're maybe even quoting some of his Torah. That's not Loi Larush. V'lomer Shmuel mi piv mi divrei Torah. V'kiven shadavar yadua shekvor gadol yishlo b'kach, ein zeh mishem Loi Larush. And that's what we pass. Look at Shulchan Aruch. That's why you're allowed to say divrei Torah at a levaya. Why? Either not already sitting right there, but you're doing it l'shame l'kvod ha'meis. You can't just give stam ashir by a levaya, right? It's supposed to be connected directly to the niftar. So that's the Rimi Gash quote in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Ashin Mem Dal. The other point is, I remember many years ago, I was once in a shul that they didn't say tachanun too much. They didn't say tachanun too much. Every yard site in the book, you know, is every day is basically somebody's yard site. So I went to the Rebbe of the shtiebel, and I said, "What's the makar?" A little had some azus at that time. So I just said, "What's the source?" He says, "Ah, it's in the first Rashi in Yevamos." I said, "You really? Where's the Rashi? I never saw it quoted in Shulchan Aruch and the Nosek Kalim on Hilchas Tachnun. I never saw it." He says, "Oh, look, this is the last time in the." So he opens up, he points to this Rashi. So I said, "All Rashi says is that they used to go learn at the kever of the mace." Doesn't say anything about Tachanun. You want to say they made a yantif? Okay, made a yantif. It says, right, Osin Yoshebe Kovim Oso Lichvodo. Anyway, this was the Rashi that he showed me. Again, I looked elsewhere, and then there's very tenuous in the sources to use Yartzeit as a reason not to say Tachanun. Again, you would think that it's a day of Kibul Tfilah, so you should say Tachanun. Right, the Gaonim said Tachanun on Purim because they said Purim. What better day to say Tachanun? Because our tefillos are makubal on Purim. We don't pask in that way. But either way, Tachanun is one as I mentioned before. It's one of those tefillos that for some reason didn't have such mazel. The L'shem Yichud of Sfiras HaOmer, that's a tefillah that has had mazel. Even if you don't say L'shem Yichud ever, most people say it by Sfiras HaOmer. But the Tachanun, for some reason, you know, the Prima Gadim writes, they used to throw out the Chasana from Shul so they could save a Hurachim. Don't come to Shul. Now we look, where are they davening? You're davening tomorrow. Which minion? Right? So it's something that we have to make sure that we take seriously all of davening, including Tachanun. Says the Gemara. So this woman came to either to the on the chag or on the day of the yard site. Amalur of Adabar Abba Zil Kamid of Yosef, go to Rav Yosef, the Kharif Sakina, he's as sharp as a knife, he'll give you an answer whether you can get remarried. Azla Kamei, she came in front of him. Pasha, he said, I'm sorry, you can't. Why? Because he proved it from the following. Meha Mas Nisan, from the following Tosefta. Obek Ochavim Shayim Ocher Peres Pashuk. A guy who was selling fruit in the market. The Amar, and he knew there were customers there. The Amar, and he said, Peres Halalo Shal Arlahain. These fruits are Arla. He didn't know what a guy knows what Arla is. No, he was saying these fruit are very young saplings, right? These are very young fruit, very new. Shal azekein, they're azek from azeka. What does azeka mean? Rashi quotes two adayas. Either there it was a shvius year, and he was saying that they were guarded and they were protected, therefore they're in good condition. Or azeka is just the name of a place, which is a place in Eretz Yisrael, and he was in Chutz Laaretz selling. Or shal netaravayein, their fourth year beautiful fruit. In all these cases, the non-Jew doesn't know about these halachas, but he was just saying it possibly to try to sell his product. Hey, these are new fruits. First 3 years, great stuff. Fourth year, or azeka, they're protected. They're from Eretz Yisrael, where they used to have great fruit in this place. So in all these cases, if a Jew buys it, do you have to assume that it's Arla? Do you have to assume, is that the Ravai? Says the Gemara, no, lo amar klum. We don't trust him. We don't trust him at all. You can buy the fruit and they're mutter to you. Lo niskavin el hashbiach mekach. He only said it in order to be mashbiach his mekach. He said it in order to sell his product. But we don't really think that it's net the Ravai. We don't really think it's Arla. So therefore, says Rav Yosef to this woman, I'm sorry, here too, we wouldn't be able to trust this non-Jew. It might be he was just saying it about the other man to scare this guy. Right, I'm going to kill you like I killed him, but who knows really if we killed him. We trust a guy usually, if he says so-and-so died. But if here, in this case, says Rav Yosef, he might be just doing it to scare the other man.
Why don't we believe him, though? Maybe it's true that the parents are very young.
Right, maybe it's true, but there's no chiyuv to believe.
Why?
There's no chiyuv to believe, because we assume that there's a reason that he's saying this. He's trying to sell his product.
So he's lying to sell the product?
Yeah, because you might think this is old stuff. He's saying this. No, this is very young, beautiful stuff.
But it's not true.
Here it's a kula, but there's a reason that he would be saying this, right? That's what Rashi says. Lohay amar klum la ostrim al kach, ala halach achar harov, shazem shaker, la shmiach mikon iskavein. Right? And also the Netzer Avai to say that they're young saplings. There's a reason why he would be lying here. It's not some, neutral. There's a reason he would be lying here. The Rush discusses, what happens. The Rush discusses in Moed Katan in Chelek Gimel, where all the Filchas Avelos is. The Rush quotes the Rav Yah in Simin Lamed Beis there, who quotes, when we say before that a non-Jew is trusted Mesiach Lefi Tumo, and a woman can get remarried, does she have to sit Shiva for her husband? All these cases, that hasn't come up. Does she sit Shiva for her husband before she gets remarried? If you really trust that you're getting remarried, Shiva might be Daraisa the first day, according to Zavad. It's probably after Yom HaMisa, so it's Drabanan. Either way, do you sit Shiva? So the Rav Yah says, yes. How do you know? Argamar. What's our Gemara? He quotes our Gemara, where lo amar klum, but he says our Gemara did not quote the end of the last line of the Tosefta. The last line of the Tosefta, Rebbe Omer ne'emon hanachri lahachmir avalo lahakel. Really, a non-Jew can be ne'emon to be machmir. And in our, right, there's no, we don't paskin like this the first day. Rebbe argues on that Tosefta. He says, no, you are ne'emon lahachmir. Hilchach ne'emon hanachri l'inyan avelus. Says the Rav Yah, he would be believed l'inyan avelus. And the Rush argues. My Rabbi Rutenberg doesn't think so. The shiny hasam. There he's trying to make a buck. There he's trying to sell it. So therefore he's believed to Aser. But to other Chumras, who said that he would be believed? And also he says, you want to say, let him sit, he's going to sit Shiva because it's a Chumra? It's a Chumra Dasla De Kula. So he's not going to learn for a week. Well, that's a Chumra. You're not going to learn Torah for a week. You're going to have a Velas on Shabbos. They're Kulas too. So it's not purely Kula and Chumra. Therefore he says, the only reason, if it's based on this Gemara, so I don't think that would be the case. Anyway, so it's discussed in the Achronim, in the Rishonim, whether a person would sit Shiva based on the Eidus of a non-Jew. Right, that's what he says. What do you mean? You mean you're mattering Eishes Ish based on this? Okay. And there are big discussions about when a non-Jew is believed in various cases. Rashi has a tshuva, if he sells you a little animal, is he believed to say he's at least 8 days old? Because he can't chef something before? Yeah? Right?
All of a sudden, you're not questioning...
The guy has disappeared, but if somebody just disappears, that's not enough to matter an Issa Karis. There's a chazaka here. Chazaka is that she's married. You need to know something to get out of that chazaka. Just because somebody disappears, we have so many kulas here. But the kulas are, as we mentioned on Friday, I think, who we trust, not what we trust. So we trust various people, but we still need some type of edus here that something happened. Okay, let's continue. Abiyudin, sixth line. Abiyudin is Sidon Omar, Maisa B'Yisrael V'Obed Kochavim, Shaholchu Baderech. There was a story about a Jew and a non-Jew that were going on the way. They were traveling. Uba Obed Kochavim. The Omar and the non-Jew, we know that they took a trip. And only the non-Jew comes back and says, Chaval Yehudi Shahaye Imi, woe to the Jew that was with me, Baderech, Shemes Baderech V'Kavartiv. Oy, he died and I buried him. And we see Ishto, they married off his wife, because he's, again, is not giving testimony, he's not in court saying, oh, I know, and therefore get remarried. He just says, woe to this Jew, Ayve. So we trust him that way. And another story of a group of men that were going to Antuchia, and one non-Jew came, the Amar, Chaval al kol asher bnei adam, shemesu v'kavartim. Woe to that group of people, that they died and I buried them. And again, we see what Shishul Seim. They married off their wives. We believe him. There was a story about 60 men that were going to the siege in Beitar. And again, an Andrew came and said, Chaval al Shishim bnei Adam. Woe to those 60 men. They were going on the way to Beitar. Shemesu, they died, and I buried them. And I married off their wife. So, we have three stories that seem to tell us the same thing about marrying off their wives. Says the Aruch HaNer, why does the Gemara quoting all three? It's all the same thing. So why would you quote all three? What's the Chiddush? See, he says that there's a Chiddush of each one. It's a Chiddush of each story. The first story is about I traveling with so-and-so and I buried him. Second story, I was traveling with a group of people and I buried them. The third story is there were 60 men that were going to the siege in Beitar and they died and I buried them. So what's the Chiddush? So if you would have only had number one, so then you'll say, that's a Chiddush. So you were traveling with one person, he died, you buried him. And you say you buried him. Okay, you can't make any mistakes there. It's only one guy. You know who it is. You were traveling with him. So therefore, if I would have only had case number one, I would have said one person. But a whole group of people, you say you buried? Who says we can trust you on that one? A whole group? Maybe it's not Barer. The Bekol Echad Yishchidus Yoser. Demi Maisa Risham Lo Yadanu Elo Beheyed Al Echad. Dahasam Kim Leila Nachri. Avo Beheyed Al Kol HaKolar. Hava Mina Dar Hasam Lo Kim Leila Begave. Maybe you made a mistake. And if you'd have only had case number two, besides case number one, V'yeshmina and Hach Uvda, Hava Mina Tadafta Hasam Neman. Delo Shayach Bididami. Over there, you know, there's no reason to say that you made a mistake, when even if it's a group of people. But there's a siege. They're going to a siege. That's like wartime. You might say, right, we've had before, Shas Muhammad, there's a Shasha Bidadami. There might be estimation made by the various Edom. Avabahadakharkum Shabitar Davi Kamomisba Muhammad, Vihava Mina de Bazaar Omer Vade Bidadami, the Enoneman, Kamash Falan, Tafilohaki Neman. So the Aruch HaShulchan says beautifully, each of the stories are really coming to tell us in added Chiddush. It's not all the same. Right, here, so we had that, right, we had that, this machlokas we've shown him before, about the Eid Echad Lachama, or all those svekas, do we say kavartim? So here the Gemara says, beferish kavartim. Lachora maybe, right, why does the Gemara have, is that just Maisa Shehaya? Or is that just, that reflects that he's Vaday Shur? Okay, Mishnah. Me'idin lo'or haner. You're allowed to be made to the light of the candle, even though candlelight is not the greatest source of light, not like the sun, but still, that's enough to be made. Or la'ar halavana, to the light of the moon. If you saw the man die to the light of the moon, that's also okay. Umasiin alpi baskol. And also, let's say you hear a baskol that goes out from heaven that so-and-so died. You're also allowed to be mesia with a baskol. Let's finish the Mishnah first, and then we'll talk a little bit. Maisa be'echa shaman al-rosh ahar. There's a story about the man who stood on the top of a mountain. V'yamar, and all we saw, we're down around in the valley, and we see a form of a man standing on the top of a mountain. V'yamar, ish ploni ben ploni maga ploni meis. So and so from so and so from such a place, he died. Halchu v'lo matzah shem adam. So we went up. Who is that guy? We ran up the mountain. Nobody there. Nobody there. So where was this man? V'yis was ishto. They married off his wife. That was good enough, right? Because again, the source of the Eidus Isha, we have a lot of flexibility. We assume that the guy, or this voice, whatever, had information, but that's allowed. Yeah?
Doesn't that go to the question about Jushev
HaKira? Oh, so the Gemara's going to talk about it, Jushev HaKira. So that obviously... Right, obviously there's no brayer for it. There's no brayer for it. Yeah.
Are there two Eidim who heard?
Does it need to be two? No, we'll see in the next Mishnah. You can have Eid Mipied by Eidus Isha. So could you put together two problems, as we'll see in a minute? Eid Mipi Isha. Or, so could you put together two problems? We'll see the Rambam says yes. You can even put together two problems. Let's finish the Mishnah. Veshuv Maisa Bet Salmon. There was a story in Salmon. Be'echad Sha'amar Ani Ishploni Ben Ishploni Nashchani Nachash. I am so-and-so from, right, you see a man and says, I am so-and-so, I've been bitten by a snake, the Harani Mace, and I'm dying. And they went up and they found the corpse, but they couldn't recognize the man. Maybe he was so, for the snake has gotten him so bad that he was deformed. They still trusted, because he said he was that man, and they married off his wife. Again, various testimonies that are used. Baskol, even a Baskol, unbelievable. So there's no body there. Again, I mentioned yesterday in the shir, like related to the story, that the post have to figure out what is called Mayim Sheish Lahemsof, Mayim Shein Lahemsof. When could you say that a person was there, and we know for sure if he didn't get out, you know, it would be allowed. Mentioned that it's made by 9/11, Rahman al-Islan, the Poskim used all these various types of edus that was never known before. Metro cards. If you bought your Metro card with a credit card, they could tell where it went through. They could tell where it was used. After that, I mentioned that some people started buying with a credit card, some people stopped buying with a credit card because they didn't want people to know where they were, or they wanted people to know where they are. Or they use cell phone. Every time a person makes a cell phone call, they could track exactly which tower in the world it went from. You can track exactly. Whenever you make a cell phone call, there are towers all over the place where you have service. They could tell. So is that enough of a raya? Because this tower could only be used if you were in the World Trade Center. Because that was step one in all the Aguna cases. Was he there? The first step, was he there? If you knew he was there, that's already half the battle. We went to work in the morning. You don't know if we ever got there. That's a problem, because maybe he saw the blow up, and, oh, okay, I'm going to go start a new identity in Idaho. You know, so he's going to go and leave. But if you know he was there, there's some type of a card. So that was step one. Once you knew he was there, you know, in those cases where they were not above the planes, because that was a much easier psak. But again, if they were under, if you know they went, so then what, if you could have certain type of aegis. The question is that all good enough? These were all the shilas that were discussed then. But here too, Masihin Abli Baskol. You know, there's less standard here. Yeah.
Baskol means a heavenly voice.
So what does Baskol mean? What does Baskol mean here? So all over Shas, whenever the Baskol comes up, reveals the Gilyan HaShas, Rekiv Eger always quotes, look at the Tosfos Yontif at the end of Yevamos. So now we get to do it on the daf. Right, the Tosfos Yontif at the end of Yevamos. The Tosfos Yontif at the end of Yevamos says, what's going on here with this? What does Baskol here mean? Lashon Harav, right, the Bartanura, Shamu Kol Tzavachas. You hear a scream, the Kakas of Rashi. Is that Rashi here? I think it's Rashi says, yeah. Shamu Kol Tzoekes. You hear a voice screaming, Ploni Meis, Lo Ro Adam Betzalmo. You didn't see anybody. Venirali, says the Tosfos Yontif, Shehu Shem Mush'al Mim Baskol Sheniska Harbipam B'Divrei Chazal. This is the way it's used here is not the way it's generally should be understood. You don't assume a heavenly voice really came out. It's just a voice where you don't know where the source is from. Usually it means shehu kol sheishtam shu bolachar shepaska hanavua. Usually it's a voice that was used after nevua has ended. V'hu kol mechudish l'shaito mehabore yisparach. It's a new call that comes from Hashem. Lohodia sodo liveyav. To tell secrets to the ones who fear him. V'oso kol karu baskol. That's a baskol. This baskol is not that baskol. This baskol, you don't assume it's a heavenly voice saying so-and-so died. You assume there was somebody there at some point. And you don't know where he went, and you're still allowed to trust it. Then he quotes Tosfos in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Aleph, where Tosfos there says a bas kol means an echo, because a bas kol it's a child, it's a product of a kol. It's like two stages removed. And then the Tosfos Yadav says, so why is it a bas kol and not a ben kol? Why a bas kol? Right? Well, why not a ben kol? So he says because it's a very weak kol, and the lashon akev is always used when you want to connote. Weak, like Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vimkacha at oseli." Right? Right? Moshe was weak after Akash Baruch was upset. He wrote "vimat," not "vimata." "Vimat at kach oseli." So that's lashon akev. So that, he assumes here it is not a regular basko like we usually understand it.
Maybe that's why the Mishnah then says that case where somebody
heard. Right, maybe that's the next. That's the hemshach of the Mishnah, because actually the Mishnah is that type of voice that they didn't find anybody. Sorry?
What made him say this?
That it's not a real baskol?
Yeah.
Maybe we assume that real baskols come with tzorech klal Yisrael. Or general tzorech, a big tzaddik. right? About lo bashamayimi, right? That kind of. There's another tshuva of the Rimi Gash. Since when do we have two tshuvas of the Rimi Gash on the same day? Amazing. Says the Rimi Gash in Simen Kuf Mem Tes. General question: are you allowed to give edus if you didn't see a person do something? Let's say you hear, you're down the block, all of a sudden you hear somebody be Makalel or Magadif. You didn't see them. You know who they were. You recognize their voice. You know who it was. But you didn't see them. Do you have to see their face in order to give testimony about them? What about just Shmia? Is that good enough? Right? And he said, after all, in Gittin, it says if you're sitting next to a pit and you hear somebody scream down from the pit, I'm so-and-so and I'm here in the pit, go write a get for my wife. And you never see him. The Mishnah says you can write a get. So is that specifically by Gittin? Or is that in general, Edus? Or do we say, no, there, by Gittin, maybe you have a higher standard. You have to try to see the person. So either way, because the Gemara there says that, has a new Kimta on that Mishnah, that you saw a person there with a shadow, but do you have to, is that always, or is that just by get? So says the Rimi Gash, you do not have to see. It goes two rayas. You don't have to see the person. Number one, the Gemara says, Mesechas Chulin. If you have to always see a person to know who they are, how could a Suma ever be with his wife? That's the Kash of the Gemara says. Why? Because Suma never sees his wife. He trusts the voice. Trusts the voice. So, Abi Suma, Heich Mutu B'Ishto, B'Nei Adam, Heich Mutu B'Nisho Seyen, B'Laila, Ela B'Tfiyas Kala. There's a concept that you recognize people's voices. So therefore, here too, that's right number one. Right number two is our Gemara. Me'idin La'ar Havana, B'Sin Abi Basko. You didn't see anybody. You didn't see anybody. Ah, you want to say it's Dafka B'Eidus Isha? It's not true. Because the Suma case is not by Eidus Isha. So that's what the Rimi Gash proves. One of the two proofs is from our Gemara, Kuf Mem Tes. Kuf Mem Tes, Rimi Gash proves, one of the two proofs he brings is from our Gemara, that you don't have to see the person. Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Beishami Omer Eni Masin Api Basko, Beisil Omer Masin Api Basko. Beishami says, don't use the basko. Beisil says, you can't use the basko. My Kamash Lamasizani. Of course, the Mishnah says you can use the basko. So that's like Beisil. So HaKamash Malan, the Chiddush is, Dimishtach Stama, Deimasin Beishamahi. You'll know if you find a source out there that says Eimasin, you know it's Beishamai. So remember, this is, according to how we just explained, this is not a usual basko. It's not like the basko that went out in Mesechat Erevin that said we should paskin like Beisil over Beishamai. It's not like that basko. It's not that Beishamai was upset at Baskols, and therefore he said, Imasin api Basko. Chas v'sham. Okay, two dots. V'holchu v'lo matzu. They didn't find anybody there, and they still were allowed to marry off based on that testimony. Says the Gemara v'dilma shade, have maybe it was a demon. Maybe it was a shade. How do you know it was really a reliable source? I'm Rav Yudam Arav Sharolo Dumus Adam. You know, you saw the form of a person. So, Inu Nami Damu. No, what do you mean? They also could take on the forms of people. The Chazule Babua. No, he had a shadow. He had a shadow. You know what I mean? Babua. They also have shadows. So they say, no. The Chazule Babua de Babua. They had a shadow, a reflection of the shadow, and Shadim don't have reflections of shadows. They don't have Bua de Babuas. The Dilmo de Tu Islahu Babua de Babua. Maybe they do. Who says they don't have? So, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, let me read it like Rashi first. Amar Li Yonasan Shida. Yonasan Shade told me. I mean, Jonas and Shade. Why was he called Jonas and Shade? So Rashi goes two opinions. Either he was a shade, and remember, we have had some stories back in Psachim, I think, that sometimes the Amoram talked to Shadim, or he was a Bucky in Shadim. So he got the nickname, you know, Yochanan Shade. Right? Right? Hilcha Shadim, right? So he knew he was a Bucky in Hilcha Shadim. So Jonas and the Bucky told me, Babu Islu, Babu Babu Leslahu. Now he told me they don't have reflections of shade. They don't have reflections of shadows. So he was a Babu Babu. Says the Aruch Laner. Well, you use a bucky and shade them, they call him shade. What if somebody's a bucky in Apikarsis? So you call him an Apikaris? Well, what kind of name is that? And then he talked to a shade? So if he talked to a shade, you know what he should have said? Jonas and Shida told me, Islanu, not Islahu, they have. Me, I'm a shade. So says the Aruch Laner, unbelievable. No, put the comma. Put the comma in a different spot. We know from other Gemaras that Yonasan was a son of Rabbi Chanina. So he says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, look back at the Gemara. Omerli Yonasan, my son Yonasan told me, Shida, Shadim, Babua Islahu, Babua Babua Leslahu. Just put the comma in the other place. It's not Yonasan Shada. He says, Lule de Mistafina. I don't want to argue on Rashi, but the Aruch Laner gives a third shot. He says, I don't want to be called a shade. I don't want it to be a shade. So that says the Aruch Laner. But Dilma. Let's finish up. The Dilma Tsarahave, maybe it was a co-wife. Fine, it wasn't a shade. Maybe the co-wife got up there to mess you up, as we've said before. she's probably the worst of the, doesn't say maybe it was the mother-in-law. Right, Sarah seems to be the prototypical sone out of the five of the five women. Whereas no, Tana the Rabbi Yishmael, B'shas HaSakana, Kos V'Menos, and Ava B'Shein Makir. No, we know from Rabbi Yishmael that B'shas HaSakana, you're allowed to write a get, even though you didn't recognize, meaning it's Shas HaTzchak, so you don't have a choice. So Rashi explains here too, if this woman doesn't get remarried, it's a Shas HaTzchak. Shas HaTzchak, and therefore we would rely on this and not be Choshesh that there was a Tzara there. So, interesting, as you would have thought, there is no Rambam that quotes the Shadim Gemaras. Right? There's no letters. What does the Rambam do with this whole Gemara? So that's one of the big kashas that is always asked on the Rambam. The Rambam didn't believe in Shadim, didn't believe in, never writes any of this. He says it's all fictitious. So what does he do with all these Gemaras? So, that's why the Gra says he was wrong. So the Gra, well-known Gra, we'll make it well-known right now, Kufayin Tes, in, of course, Hilchas Ma'oneinu Machashef, in Shulchan Aruch. So the Gra there says that the Rambam, the context there is doing a refuah on Shabbos. Are you allowed to do incantations and this that type of voodoo medicine on Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch talks about it here. So on that, the Gra says, after the Rambam Cholkolav, Shrei Harbi Lachashim Nemru B'Gemara V'Hu Nimshach Acher HaPhilosophy. Lachain, he always, right, in all these, whether it's Lachash, whether it's Shadim, he's always influenced from philosophy. Lachain Kasav Kshafim V'Shemos V'Lachashim HaKol Hu Sheker. Aval Kfar Hiku Osan HaKadkado. They've already banged the Rambam on his head. Shrei Matzino Harbi Masios B'Gemara HaPhishemos Hu Kshafim. Amrei, he quotes all these Gemaras that are about, you know, ideas that are not so rational. V'hal philosophy hitaso barov lecha. The philosophy caused him to make a mistake. Lafarish haGemara hakol baderech haLeitzi, to explain everything in a metaphorical fashion. V'la'akar osami pashton v'chas v'shalom eini mamin b'hem b'lomehem b'lomehamonam el kol advarim heim kepashton el sheishlam pnimius lo bi pnimius shabali philosophy shem chitzonius el shalabale haemes. The Gra is very forceful term words here against the Rambam. So what do you do with the Rambam? The Rambam knew the Gemara, so it's true. He just took it Shelo Kipshuto. So we mentioned before, and Shal showed us a couple years ago, the words of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, where he writes in Parshas Va'era that maybe the Rambam would agree that in his time there's no such thing. And that's why he didn't write it. But, as Rabbi Yaakov explains, in every generation, whenever there's a koach of Tahara in the world, koach of Ruchos HaKadushos, Hashem always wants to level the playing field. And therefore, the more Tahara there is in the world, he's going to put Tumah in order to create balance. And therefore, it could be, says Rabbi Yaakov, that the Rambam would agree that in the times of the Gemara, where there were baskols, there was Ruach HaKodesh, people talked to the Amoram, talked to the heavenly powers, so then there were shadim in those days, because you had to balance it out. Masha'en Kain, afterwards, later on, when there's no more baskols and there's no more anything, so then the shadim were gotten rid of also. So Rabbi Yaakov says, you know, you can't say that the Rambam wouldn't agree with the pashtus of the Gemara. Okay, Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Akiva, we had this before. Rabbi Akiva said, when he went down to Naradah to be Ma'aber the year. We spoke about then, earlier, Kuftez Zayin. How could he do in a Chutz La'aretz? There was nobody like him left in Eretz Yisrael. So he went out to be Ma'aber the Shana. Matzazi Nechemya ish beis deli. I found Nechemya omer li. Nechemya said to me, Shemati shemasina se'ish of Eretz Yisrael, api eid echod, el Yehuda ben Baba. He said to me that I heard that in Eretz Yisrael, only Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda ben Baba, marries women based on one aid. But no Macy looking at the environment. Rabbi Kiva says, I said, yeah, you're right. Omar Lee, and so he said to me, Omar Lehem Ishmi, you go tell those rabbis in Israel in my name, Atem Yodim Shemadidim Mishubesh Vagayiso, saying, you know that this country, there's a caravans, or get all, it's dangerous to travel. Right, and therefore I can't come myself. So you're going to tell them for me. Mukubani Rabbi Gamliel Azakin, I have a Mesorah from Rabbi Gamliel, Shemasina Seisha, Alpiyad Echad, that you do marry off a woman based on one aid. So, Rabbi Kiva says, Ukushabasi Vesesi Adram Lefer Rabbi Gamliel, when I came back to Eretz Yisrael and I told Rabbi Gamliel about this, Samach Ledvara, he was so happy about it. He wanted to know this. But Amar Matsanu Chavar Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba, we found somebody to agree with him, and therefore we could act based on it. Mitoch Adavar, meanwhile, through the story, Nizkar Rabbi Gamliel, he remembered, Shinergu Harugim Betel Arza, that many people were killed in Tel Arza, based on the testimony of one aid, Vihisi Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel married them off, because now he realized that it's not just a Das Yachid, there were at least two great rabbis, and there's a Mesorah from an earlier rabbi, that you can marry off a woman based on this. V'huchzeku lios, and now the Mishnah ends off, and now we have a chazaka to marry off women, not just based on a woman, but v'sina aid me p'aid. Somebody comes and says, so and so told me that he died, mi pi eved, mi pi isha, mi pi shivcha, right? All of these kulas we allow to trust. And the Rambam puts these together. When the Rambam quotes it in Perek Yud Gimel, it's eid mi pi isha. You can have a double psul. It's not just the one psul. These can be read together. The psulim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Omrim, Eimaz, Yaz, Isha, Be'edecha. They argue, they say, no, you can't marry a woman off based on the testimony of one aid. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Lo, Pi Isha, Lo, Pi Eva, Lo, Pi Shivcha, Lo, Pi Krovim. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you can't. You can't. Interesting, Rabbi Kiva was the one that brought this story back, but he himself didn't pass in that way. He didn't hold that. Rabbi Yosef Engel, on our Gemara, says, let me find it. He says, Nira Be'enai, V'ein Sarach Lishol Es Harisho, Nafilu Hu Lefaneinu. Interesting. Aid me, P-Aid. So let's say, somebody comes to Bezdin and says, Reuven told me that so-and-so died. So do you have to go find Reuven if he lives there? Is there any reason to be Mevarer? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, no. Because this is trusted. V'yef shel l'sholo, even if it's possible to ask the other guy. V'yefilu ba'omer sheshama mishnayim yitzarach l'sholo. Even if somebody says that two people told me. So this real Edom out there, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that according from the Chuvas Ma'arivayo, that you don't have to ask, you're allowed to be mad to this woman right away. It's not just what we would call a nihug, that you don't know, but you could allow. But here it's a real birur type of idea, and therefore, it says Rabbi Yosef Engel, you don't have to ask, you just go and marry off these women. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Oh, the other ones. He didn't disagree on the Eidecha. Correct, right? He only agreed on the Isha and the Psulim. He agreed on the Eidecha. Okay. Says the Gemara. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the Shir. Benun pointed out to me on Friday that I misspoke on Friday. When spoke, just to clarify if anybody out there is noted it, when on Friday when I spoke about the fire, the burning sword, it makes it better. It doesn't make it worse. I said it makes it worse, but it really makes it better. It closes up the wound. I just said the opposite answer that the Gemara gave. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'savar Rabbi Akiva api ishalo. Rabbi Akiva just said in the last line that you can't trust a woman. V'hatanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer v'shem Rabbi Akiva. We have a statement in the name of Rabbi Akiva where Rabbi Akiva says, Isha ne'emenes lahavi gita mikava chomer. A woman is allowed to bring her own get based on a kava chomer. We're going to learn in Maseches Gittin, getting a Maseches Gittin, the first 15 blot, discuss bringing a get from Medinas Hayam, and we require the person bringing the get to say, b'fani nechtav b'fani nechtam. It was written in front of me properly, it was signed in front of me properly, so a woman herself should be able to bring her own get from a kava chomer. What's the kava chomer? Uman nashim sh'amru chacham e'ne menes lomer meis bayla. There are five women that are not believed to say, your husband died. Right? We had that mission a few blot ago. Those five women who are not believed to say, your husband died, yet they are believed to bring a get and say, this is your get. Right? We had that earlier because it said, Sa'ksav Mochiach, the Mishnah said. So those five women are not believed to say, Meis Baila, but they are believed to say, bring the get. So Zush, Ne'emanislam, Meis Baila. So this woman who is believed to say, my husband died, in addition to Emes Lavikita, surely she should be believed to bring her own get. It's a kavach omer. So now we're medayik from those words of Rabbi Akiva. Nashim shomer chacham hudulah mehemni. So only those five women are not ne'eman to testify about this woman. Yidishba mehemna. Besides these five women, other women are believed. Are believed to nate this isha. So Gemara says lo kashi. You're right. Kan kolim shechziku, kan la'achah shechziku. That statement of Rabbi Akiva at the end of our Mishnah was only before they started accepting such testimony. But they did, in Achinami, he would agree that they would, at some point in history, they started to accept such testimony, and it was acceptable, even according to him. Last Mishnah. Amru lo, continuing the conversation, they said to Rabbi Akiva, at a time before he was modeh, to accept such testimony, Maisa b'nei Levi, shalchol etzor irat tamarin, there was a story of the b'nei Levi, that went to Tzoar, the city of dates, irat tamarin. The Rishash points out that in the Torah, irat tamarin is Yericho. Yericho Eretzmarim. Look in Zos HaBracha. It says Yericho Eretzmarim. Right? But here it says Tzor Eretzmarim. So unclear. Was Tzor Yericho? Different place. Shasha's mayor then. So if you look, so the story about they were going to Tzohar. V'chala echad mehem, one of them got sick. They view lepuntik, and on the way they left him in an inn. V'chazarasam amru lepundakis, when they came back, they wanted to check up on their friend. They came back to the female innkeeper. Ayecha v'reinu, where's our friend? Nomis lohem eis, v'kavartiv, I'm sorry, he died. And I buried him. V'yisi with ishto, and they married off his wife based on that. V'lo de kohenes kapudakis, so they say you're to Rabbi Akiva. So regular Jewish women, kohanos, kosher women, are worse than this pundakis, this innkeeper woman. You know, how can you, and we trusted her, so how can you say we don't trust women? So Amalhu, Rabbi Akiva says, no, come on. Kiluk shetei kapudakis, ne'amenes apundakis. If anybody has testimony like that story, then I'd believe them like that pundakis. Why? Because what really happened there? Hosila and Maklu v'tarmilo sefer Torah shaybiado. Because she took out his walking stick and his wallet and his sefer Torah that he had. So there was real more than just a dibor. There was circumstantial evidence that she brought out sefer Torah. He had a sefer Torah with him. That just svarim means that he just learned. He had a sefer Torah with him. Interesting that that's the lashon that the Mishnah uses. Okay, says the Gemara. So, my grief is a pundakis. What were the Chachamim jumping on this pundakis for? You know, regular women aren't going to be believed like this pundakis. What was so bad about her? So, Amrav Kahana, pundakis over this Chachamim Maisa. She wasn't Jewish. That was the point. They were saying, you're going to believe her and not other Jewish women? She wasn't Jewish. O Meisich Lefi Tuma Haisa. She was just being Meisich Lefi Tuma. Ze Maklo, Ze Tarmilo, Ze Kever Shekavartibo. Right? This is the Kever. This was his walking stick. V'chein tani abba breder min yomi barchia pundakis oved es kochavim ha'isa. She was a non-Jew. U'maisich levitu ma'isa zemaklov v'tarmilov zekevesh kavartibo. These are his items. I v'ha ayecha v'reinu kamrila. Didn't they start the conversation? Where's our friends? Part of the definition, again, this is a big topic, but part of the definition of Mesiach lefitumo usually means that the conversation is started by that person. By the person who's being Mesiach Levituma. But here she was asked the question. She was asked, where's our friend? So is that called Mesiach Levituma? So Gemara says, yeah. Kibat Chazatinu Bachya. They came, they saw her crying. So really, she started it. They saw her crying. So Amrula, and then they said, Ayicha Vareinu. Where's our friend? Amar Lahem Mesva Kavartif. He died and I buried him. So really, she started, she got the ball rolling, so it was Mesiach Levituma. Again, it made such an impression on her to bury such a tzaddik. Tanu Rabbanon. A man came in front of Rabbi Tarfon to testify about Edith Isha. How do you know this story? How do you know he died? Amarani, Vuhu, me and the husband, I and the husband, were going on the way. And there was an army that was chasing after us. He grabbed onto an olive branch. And he ripped it off. And he turned around and he fought off the army. And he made them retreat. Amartilo, Aryeh, Yasher Kochacha. Wow, you're a lion, Shkoyach. Amar Li, Menainetu Adesh Aryeh Shemi. How do you know my name's Aryeh? That was a great one. You good guess. How do you know my name's Aryeh? He was just calling him a lion because of strength. So he said to him, how do you know that my name's Lion? Kach Karonasi Be'iri. That's my name back where I'm from. Yochanan Berebi Yohonasan Aryeh Demikvar Shachya. That's my name. Liyamim, this is still the guy talking in front of Rabbi Tarfon. Liyamim Chalameis, and then he died. But he's here. Rabbi Tarfon is Ishto. Rabbi Tarfon married off the wife. He says, oh, okay. So he's here. Rabbi Tarfon trusted Edis Isha. So Gemara says, Rabbi Tarfon lo boi drisha v'chakira. Did Rabbi Tarfon not require you to self-examine the witness? He just asked what happened. The story was told, and then he married off his wife. We have a different version of the story, which says that he did cross-examine. V'hatanya, the Brisa says, he came in front of Rabbi Tarfon. Amar lo, b'di hecha de'odei edesu. How do you know this edus? Amar lo, ani v'hu ha'yinu ha'chama derech. Same story. We were on the way, brother v'chreinu Gaius. There was an army chasing us. V'nitla b'yichar te'ena. And he grabbed, my friend grabbed onto an olive branch, u'pashru, and he ripped it off. V'hechzer is a guy's lachorib, and he chased them back. Amar di lo, yashakachacha. Aryeh, right, Ushkoyach, Amr Ali, Yafik, Ivanta Lashmi. Wow, you got my name right. Shkakarnasa Be'iri. This is what they call me at home. Yochanan ben Yonasan, Aryeh, Dikvar Shachya. Liyam Chalav Ameis. Then he died. Amr Lo, Kach, Lo Kach Amar. I'm sorry. So that's the end of the testimony in front of Rabbi Tarfon. But now, in this version of the story, Rabbi Tarfon turns to the man and says, Amr Lo, Lo Kach Amar Tali. Didn't you tell me, Yochanan ben Yonasan, Dikvar Shachya, Aryeh? So he switched around the words there a little bit. Is that what you said? So Amar li, no, that's not what I said. Elakach amarti l'cha, Yochanan ben Yonasan, Ari de Kfar Shachya. The word Ari before Kfar Shachya, or after. So v'dikdik alav shayim v'shal shepa amim. And the Betarfin tested him a few times, v'kivin es tvarv, and each time he got it right, v'hisir Betarfin es ishto. And then Betarfin married off his wife. So you see, Betarfin cross-examined him. So I don't understand. The first story he didn't. So Gemara says Tanoi, he really is a machlokes Tanoim within Rabbi Tarfon. Meaning, do you need Drisha v'chakira by Edus Isha? We discussed this before when we had a Mishnah earlier from the Cheshek Shlomo. The Tanya, because we have a Brisa that says, Ain both can Edin Asha v'chisha v'chakira. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that we don't test the Edim. We don't cross-examine the Edim by Edis Nashim. Rabbi Tarfon, we're both kin. Rabbi Tarfon says, yes. What's the machlokas about? The kamiflagi b'd Rabbi Chanina. The machlokas is within Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina. Chanina says, from Masechta Sanhedrin, Tvar Torah Echad Dinei Maariv Zvechad Dinei Fashe B'Yishuv HaKira. Mida O'Raisa, you always need to cross-examine. Right? That's how you get true testimony. Mida O'Raisa, you always need cross-examination. Shenemar Mishpat Echad Yelachem. You compare Dinei Maminis, monetary, and Dinei Nefashes. Umatam Amru Dinei Maminis Ein Suyuchad B'Yishuv HaKira. Why did Chazal say, Sheval Tase, don't do Jishuv HaKira by Dinei Maminis? Shotino Delas Bifnei Lavin. Because then people are going to stop lending. Why? Because if I'm going to lend, I know my Edom might be tripped up. Even if they're telling the truth, it might be tripped up, they might mess up in the Jijib Chakira, and I might not ever get paid back. So I'm not gonna pay back. Well, we're in the Shemitah discussions at this time of year. Well, we're in the Shloshim Yom Lefnei Shemitah, where we talk about Shlotino Deles and Prusbal, even though that's only at the end of Shemitah. The way it's so that's why he says by Dini Maminis, you don't need Jijib Chakira. So by Micah Mefrisno Machokas here, how do you define Eidus Isha? Marsav Akiva Dika Ksuba Lamishkal Kdini Maminis Dami. Since a Ksuba is involved, is categorized as Dini Maminis. Well, Marsav Akiva the Kasharita Isha Islama Kidini Nefashis Dami. Or others say no, since Aisha's Isha is involved, you consider it Dini Nefashis, and therefore you require Jishav Hakira. The Ramban, the Ritva, and others say, how could you call this Dini Maminis? Of course this should be Dini Nefashis. So the Ramban and the Ritva talk about that question. Yep.
So his name wasn't
Aryeh.
No. Meaning, historically,
Jews were not named after non-kosher animals, but it could have been. His name was Yochanan ben Yonasan.
Right.
He just had a nickname because he was strong. Right. He had the nickname.
It came later.
Right. It came right. What the earliest time, not named by non-kosher animals. What else do we have? Like Zev. Zev, Dov, Aryeh. So when's the earliest? When did that start? Middle Ages. Interesting. So anyway, at least here is a nickname. A nickname like that. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchas Gerushin, the last halach in Hilchas Gerushin, says the Rambam, Al yikshe be'einecho shehitiru chachamim ha'erva ha'chamura be'edus isha o evro shifcho goy hamzila fitumo etc. below drishav hakira. Don't be surprised that we allow edus isha and all these low-level inferior sources of testimony by Edus Isha without Jesus of Chakira. Shalokpida Torah al Ha'adah Shnei Edim Shar Mishpatei Ha'edus Ela B'davar She'enata Yochol Lamad Alburyo Ela Mepi Ha'edim Me'edusan. When do you have the regular laws, including Jesus of Chakira? When should you have it? Only if it's not a Milsa Davidi Legluye. If it can't come out. Avol Davar She'ef Shal Lamad Alburyo Shalomi Pi Ha'ed. Meaning the husband might walk in. Right, so then lohik pita Torah lav shadavar rachoku sheyoid bo ha'ed sheker. It's a very far-fetched possibility that the aid would be made sheker if he knows the husband could walk in. The Rambam got this. If you remember way back at Daflam Etes, that's where the Rambam got this line from. But it also relates to our case here that it's a mosav vila gluye, and therefore you don't require jishav chakira. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hanina, Talmidei Chachamim Amar Mishalom ba'olam. Right, some people say there's an isser. You can't finish. You can't ever see him. And to finish, we'll do it again. Right, Shneamar v'chol banach l'mudi Hashem v'avshalom banoyech. Right, as the Masechta ends off in brachas and krisis and nazir, and ends off here. Tamidei chachamim amar bim shalom ba'olam. So what is it thrown in here for? So the Aruch Laner. Well, I have to have some. I got it on here. Okay, so you might as well pick this. You have anything better, right? So the Aruch Laner says that Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner says, because many times in this Masechta we have mentioned that Chalitza is done, L'maisa, right? Because people aren't Mechavin L'tova anymore. So we do Chalitza, we don't do Yibam. But really, Yibam is the greatest, because Yibam is Asiya Shalom. You're bringing a new family together. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Really, nowadays we do Chalitza, because that's a greater Shalom. But Tamidei Chachamim, Marbim Shalom, if the world was all Tamidei Chachamim, so then you do Yibam, because that's really the Lachachila, that's the Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. That's what the Aruch Laner says. The What did the Karen Ora suggest? Maybe this has to do with the beginning of the Masechta. In the first, back in the first parak, way back when, we had the machlokes in between Beishai and Beis Hillel about Saras Erva. Right? Don't get a headache. Right? So, that deal, Saras Erva about, right, matir to the achin, not matir to the achin, remember the Mishnah and the Brisa even expanded upon it on Daf Yudalit. Afalpi, there was such major machloksim, they still married with each other. Lamed, Shechiba, Vareas, Nogim, Zebazes. This is a reminder of that Gemara, the end of the Masechta with the beginning of the Masechta. And just one other, Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky says, what does it mean, Marim Shalom Ba'olam? What does that mean, Tamil Chamarim Shalom Ba'olam? Doesn't mean that Talmid Chacham go around trying to make Shalom like Aaron HaKohen. Okay, they could, but that's not the definition. Barim Shalom Ba'olam, Hagdaras Talmid Chacham to Ha'amiti, Shehi Malei Osher V'Sipuk, V'Sviyas Ratzom V'Nachas Ruach V'Oneg, Mehadaf Gemara Shalomad, Yoser Me'asher Herviach Ezek Vir B'Iskem Mishalo. Somebody who's samech in the Torah life, and this is his chiyus, and this is what he lives for. He's not machmud and everything else. He's not running after other machlokos. So that's the true Rav Chesed Abramsky. That's the true marbim shalom ba'olam. So that's the takes us through Maseches Yevamos, Baruch Hashem, and Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. We start Psula Nisei Sliyom Haravi. Again, probably bring back many memories from yeshiva days, even if not on Yevamos, but sometime way back when, at least the first daf in Ksuvos, at least daf test in Ksuvos, you know, which was learned, even though daf test I think is going to be on a Slichas day. It's not fair. We're going to have a shorter amount of time to do it. But either way, Be'ez Hashem, it's wonderful, and we continue Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.